and family and friends. Okay, here's Fred with Lord Have Your Way. That's what God desires in each and every one of our lives.
You know, life's challenges can leave us speechless sometimes. A situation or an issue can leave us heavy-hearted, or we can find our backs up against a wall. But there is a help that comes from heaven that will bring peace in the middle of that storm if we can just find the faith to say, Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in my life. Somebody,
Lord, have your way.
Let all the people say, oh yeah, I admit it's not the easiest thing to say.
Lord, have your way.
Even Jesus found himself having to say it like this.
Father God, come to you in this garden all alone. My friends are few, my nerves. Strength is almost gone, so I'm asking you, please let this bitter cup pass, but in the end it's your will, not mine, so I'll say,
my
life, let all the people say.
Sometimes you just gotta throw your hands up. And even with your head hanging low, you gotta find the strength to look up and know your help comes from God. Oh, I've been there, but let me stand in the gap right now for that family that's going through.
And now we come before you, Lord, bombarding heaven to make our requests known. We ask you to make the crooked straight, and can you remove some of this heavy load? But if you choose not to remove, your grace is more than enough.
Have
your way in our life. Let everybody say,
take over
apologies. I've done it my way and it's just not working.
First place, total control in your life so he can have his way, you will have his victory. Brian Byron Cage and Fred Hammond here on Sounds of Praise.
Make some noise in here! Come on! Come on, put your hands together like this! Come on!
Your wondrous grace.
Thank you for your wondrous grace. Mm-hmm. on, say that again. Come on, Layla.
Let all the people join in and praise.
Somebody join in and praise with us right here. And we're going to thank him for his wondrous grace.
And thank him for his wondrous grace.
And thank him for his wondrous grace. I'll give you 2 minutes to get on Twitter and tweet it and say they praising God in Chicago, Illinois tonight.
7:14 here on Sounds of Praise. I'm your host, Evangelist and Pastor Teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown, and we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Still not too late to get in your prayer requests or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-955. 915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there, join in with me as we bring these prayer requests and praise reports before God's throne. 1-855-915-9636. Fred Hammond, along with his gang, the United Tenors, and this is Come On, Let's Pray. No sense worrying about it, no sense complaining. Bring it to the Lord in prayer.
Yeah.
And it's 727. That's what we're going to do. We're going to call on the name of the Lord on the United Prayer and Praise segment of the ministry. We're praying for the Melendez family. Melendez family lost a loved one last week. And we're praying that God's going to strengthen them during their time of loss. The Melendez family lost a loved one last week. And we're praying that God's going to minister in their behalf during this time of loss. We're praying for B. B's furnace is not working. And as the weather gets colder, there's always the possibility of frozen pipes. And so we're praying that God's going to minister in the life of B, whose furnace is not working. Then there's D, looking to God for the rescheduling of a previous meeting. It was a meeting that was scheduled a week or two ago, and that was postponed, and now D's looking for the rescheduling of a previous meeting. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we're thankful, Lord, in times like these, we can come before you with thanksgiving. We can come before you in faith. We can come before you knowing that you're going to hear our prayer and you're going to work in our behalf. And so therefore, we can cast all of our cares upon you because we know that you care for us. And so therefore, we bring the Melendez family before you, Lord, asking you to minister in their lives during this time of loss. May they recognize as they look to you that you are the answer to every situation. And we're not here to question why various things have taken place, but we want to know what you would have us to do now that we have lost this loved one. We're facing this difficult situation. We pray, O Lord, you would give us your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding, and may we receive from your hand exactly what we need so we'll be able to present a tremendous testimony in the lives of others who may also have lost loved ones or are going to lose loved ones in the near future. We pray that you will make us a tremendous testimony, and may many be blessed and strengthened to go ever onward and forward in you, and may many come to faith in you. If they've not done that already, may it take place, Lord, even through this situation. This is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for B, whose furnace is not working, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we know as the colder weather approaches, there's always the danger of pipes freezing and breaking. And we pray, O Lord, that you would minister in their behalf right now. Give them your victory. Give them your direction. Give them your strength. May your anointing be upon them. Open doors and make ways so the situation could be resolved. And may, through their lives and through their testimony, many be blessed and many be strengthened. And may even many know that in all the various things we encounter in life, as we place them before you, you have the answer. You have the solution. And you can take us through the victory that you alone can give is our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And for D, who's looking for the rescheduling of a previous meeting, Father, right now, we pray you would minister in the life of your servant, strengthen him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Father, as he seeks to reschedule this meeting, may it be at a time when you might minister powerfully in and through his life. May many be blessed. May many be strengthened. May many be encouraged. May many recognize that you are the prayer-hearing God, and you're able to work in the lives of those who place their faith and their trust in you. And we're thanking you in advance for all you're going to accomplish. And may your name receive all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise is our prayer. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. Want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. 2156. You can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And as soon as we receive your information, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your prayer requests or your praise report before God's throne. 7:32 is the Sounds of Praise time. If you're just tuning in, we are featuring the music of Fred Hammond, his family and friends, and we pray that you've been blessed by it. We plan to have a part two next Sunday, and if there's a part three, I'm not really sure. I got a lot of Fred's music that goes back when he was with Commission. I don't know how much of that music I'm going to be able to get on. But because we have other things planned as well. For example, we have coming up right next our blessing program, our blessing songs. It's not a program, but we've been doing that. We plan to have another blessing program coming up in the near future as well, as soon as we get our schedule. I'm working on trying to project the schedule to the end of the year, and we'll see when that comes up so that we can post it so that you can get a copy of it and announce it on every program until the end of the year 2019. And so therefore, as soon as we get all that stuff rearranged, we'll let you know. As soon as God lets us know, we'll let you know, okay? You just keep us in your prayers. 7:33 here on Sounds of Praise. We started, a month and a half ago, a song by Luther Barnes and the Redbud Gospel Choir entitled "He Keeps Blessing Me." Fred has a song with a similar title, "He Keeps Blessing Me." We found one by the late Reverend Timothy Wright in the New York Fellowship Mass Choir. And we're going to get as many of those on today as we possibly can. But then we're going to have another program, which was very well received, entitled "He Keeps Blessing Me." This is going to be part two of an ongoing theme. So, Rachel, are you ready? Okay, this is Blessed Rachel Lampa here on Sounds of Praise.
Climb a mountain so I can see the world from there. I may never ride the waves and taste the salty ocean air, or build a bridge that will last 100 years. But no matter where the road leads, one thing is always clear: I am blessed, I am blessed. From when I rise up in the morning till I lay my head to rest, I feel you near me. You soothe me when I'm weary. Oh Lord, for all the world
Rachel Lampa here on Sounds of Praise and Bless. I would like to go back and play that one again, but we got a lot of things to get in before the end of the program. Here is Pastor Donnie McClurk, Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton, and Come As You Are. The greatest blessing you can receive from the Lord Jesus Christ is his gift of salvation. Can somebody say amen?
Come as you are, and bring every burden. Come as you are, bring all your shame. Come as you are, I know you're hurting. But when you call upon his name and
what Sounds of Praise is all about, giving you out there an opportunity who've never received Christ as personal Savior to have him come into your life, forgive you of all your past sins, strengthen you to live a life that's going to be pleasing in his sight in the days which are ahead, so you can be an instrument in his hands, pointing others to the grace of God, the salvation gift of Almighty God. I'd like to lead you in prayer right now, so that if that's never taken place in your life, or if it did and you strayed from where you should be, you can get things right with him today. Won't you pray this prayer? Father, in the name of Jesus, I approach your throne this morning, thanking and praising you for this day that you've allowed us to see. Thanking you, Almighty God, for this opportunity you're presenting to us this day, so that many might be born into your kingdom. Many might receive you as personal Lord and Savior. Many might be strengthened to go ever onward and forward in you to receive all the great benefits and blessings that you have for them. Father, we pray, O God, you administer powerfully in the life of your servants. Strengthen them, Almighty God. Make them the people you've called them to be, you've ordained for them to be. We pray, O Lord, they receive you this day. that your name might receive all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise because of the joy and the blessing, the peace and the strength that you provided for those who place their faith and trust in you. So we thank you, dear Savior, for the many who are being saved right now. We pray, oh God, you would strengthen them and provide for them and encourage them, meet their every need, so their life might be pleasing in your sight, and many might call you blessed through their lives and through their testimony, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. You may not have been able to remember all those words or say them as quickly as I said them. We're saying that because we're near the end of the program and want to get everything in. But if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, if you mean it, God's done it, or God will do it. And when you do that, I want to know about it because I got some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. So one-time offer for those who give their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. Receive a call me while I'm on the air here for another 15 to 16 minutes or so. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Or you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And we'll send the material, like I said, out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church, although you need to let God guide and direct you as to what church you should become a part of so you can continue to grow in Him. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. The number again while on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. You can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. Like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. Get in on the blessing that God has for you. Don't let it pass you by. God has a blessing. And there's a blessing going out to you right now as God uses the late Reverend Timothy Wright and the New York Fellowship Mass Choir here on Sounds of Praise.
Come on, put your hand together like that. Come on, y'all. We'll be right back.
any day of my life. I get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way. And he does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all.
Keep on blessing me over and over again.
Oh, yeah. Talking about the Lord now.
You keep on blessing me over and over again. You keep on blessing me over and over again.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me
over and over,
over and over again.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me
over and over,
over and over again.
You woke me up this morning, started me on my way. You gave me strength to make it, to make it through another day. You gave me eyes to see, you gave me a tongue to talk. I want to thank you, Jesus, for giving me the legs to walk. Lord, you keep on blessing me. Keep on blessing you.
It's 7:57 here on Sounds of Praise. Time to pack the bag and move out till next Sunday. Hopefully you enjoyed the program. I really enjoyed bringing it to you. And next Sunday, Lord willing, we're going to bring you part two. Fred Hammond, family and friends here on Sounds of Praise. So you stay tuned for that, or you tune in for that, rather. And hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. That's what it's all about. God bless.
Help me tell the Lord. You keep on blessing me.
Keep on blessing me.